Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to talk about smelling the roses. Something that many of us can struggle with is slowing down long enough to actually be grateful when we're so stuck in running forward. I found myself that way a couple of days ago, and you know, I shifted it, and this morning I feel like a basket of kittens. Is that a proper statement? You know, I'm sure it gives you a very clear picture. You know, who couldn't love a basket of kittens, right? Anyway, let's dive into today's episode. Let's get going. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. Where did this topic come from in my mind? I really enjoyed doing questions last week, and I've got another question for our Thursday podcast around jobs and employment and, you know, interviews. And I wanted to just think through that one a bit more. So I wanted to start this week with an episode that, you know, really affected me. And it was brought home even more yesterday when we had our alumni call. So for anyone who goes through the Confident Dyslexic program with us, you get an opportunity to join our live monthly group called the alumni, which is kind of like a group of people that have been through the course, have had that kind of awakening experience, and want to stay motivated to move forward. It's a really cool call. Lots of good stuff comes of it. And one of the things that stood out to me in the call is just how easily we are trapped in a mixture of comparison, comparing ourselves negatively with others, and also finding ourselves, you know, not being able, and this is the key here. It's not about not being grateful, but not being able to be grateful for what we have. Because deep down, I think we are all grateful. And I think I would be offended if someone said I'm not grateful for what I have. But I would definitely say there are times I don't feel able to be grateful for it. I feel like I am always pushing to the next thing. It was funny. I was standing in the shower today. And I was just, you know, that's where my brain runs off. And so my brain ran off into the future, and it was like, okay, what do I have to do for the rest of the year at work? Where am I now? What am I trying to achieve? It was amazing. It feels like Rain Man, right? Like your brain is like so overactive, and it's trying to achieve so many different things all at the same time. It just runs off, spins around in circles, and it feels like you've done a day's worth of work in about 8 minutes. I don't know about you, but I'm passionate about what I do, and that's how my brain works. It's not even a point of anxiety, but it does cause a point of stress and tiredness. And, you know, it can be very overwhelming sometimes. And so after that experience, I went for a walk, you know, listening to my podcast. I love listening to podcasts as well. And, you know, just taking a breath. I looked at my diary and I went, wow, my diary is chock-a-block. I was like, how do I even fit this podcast in? You know, usually I would be really stressed, but I wasn't. And I just was grateful. I was like, wow, how much great stuff has happened in the last 3 months? You know, how much has happened? How much has changed? How much goodness has come from this last 3 months? Like, I've moved forward so far. My team and my businesses have gone so well. You know, I've had so many amazing messages from cool podcast listeners who have been affected by these words. And I sit there and go, how can I ever be stressed about this stuff? You know, how can I slow down and just look back at it and actually visualize it? You know, I meditate each morning. And so I meditated on what did I love about the last 3 months. And what was interesting is usually, I don't know about you, but when I start thinking about things, I try and force memories or ideas into my head. So I try and push myself down a certain path. And what I tried to do this time was let it go and just see what memories came back to me without trying to chase them down. And, you know, one, just give you an example. It was the funniest moment you can imagine. We were camping at the beginning of this year. So in New Zealand, it's summer around Christmas. That's a whole nother crazy thing. If you're not a Aussie or a Kiwi or a South African, you might not kind of get that, or Southern Hemisphere person. But we were out camping, my fiance's family have a camper van, and we were in a tent with myself, Holly, and her mother were sitting around outside in the camping chair, and Mila, the five-year-old, the little awesome five-year-old human being with a very, you know, lot of words in her head, let's say, we were sitting there and she was trying to do something. It wasn't working, and she's not at a point where she swears at all, but you know, just as she's going and we're just sitting there kind of having a drink, relaxing, she says the F word like she's said it all of her life. Like where she picked it up from, we're not sure. I'm sure it's from somewhere, from us or her father's side or somewhere. There's no blame or anything. It's just kids pick up, you know, amazingly interesting things. But it was just, you know, those moments where you're just in a happy moment and then something out of the blue, she just said it. And I was like, wow, that was the funniest moment so far this year, because it was so unexpected. It was a surprise. And I was thinking back to how great that camping trip was to be with the family and, you know, all those emotions and feelings of happiness and rest and relaxation just came over me. And I was like, I'm so grateful for that. I am so grateful that I was able to do that when there is so much pain in the world. And to other people, they may listen to that and go, you've just got a naughty child. But for me, that was a moment of complete energetic happiness, you know, that came over me. You know, and on a smaller note, as I started to record this podcast today, I remembered that I'd started doing this podcast, walking around using my other mic again last week. And I was like, wow, that was actually so much more fun for me to do the podcast. I have so much more energy when I'm walking around talking into the mic rather than sitting, trying to force myself to be still, which you may as well, you know, talk about pain. You know, I actually feel like the energy of my podcast has been lower since I've had this different mic. And I still actually think the quality of this one's probably better, oddly. But you know, I just was grateful that I'd found and discovered that. And, you know, in those small moments, it's kind of like a release of happiness, a release of endorphins, a release of something special. Now, does that mean that I never want to plan or think of the future? No, of course not. That's, you know, as I get better at it over my years, you know, it's a great skill to have, to be able to project a year into the future and to be able to better hone that skill. But what I do struggle with is being grateful in the moment. And I'm also very aware that this moment at the moment, you know, this moment at the moment, I love the English language, is not something that I always cultivate. It's not something that I'm always making time for. You know, I have practices like meditation to help me, guide me into these kind of zones. But there are also days where, you know, being grateful doesn't seem like an option. There's the other side of the coin where I just can only see the mountain of stuff in front of me. I kind of got to that point last week, and I really got to that point in December before Christmas. Like I have a habit of having a month off of Christmas, and on my lead up to Christmas, you know, I work my bum off for probably 10 or 11 months with very few big breaks in between. And, you know, it tires you out, right? And, you know, there would have been some days on that lead up where if you'd said be grateful, I would have really struggled to pull images and feelings of that up. And, you know, deep down I knew I would get there, and so I keep going, which is great, and I always do get there, so it's a beautiful outlook, I feel. But it's like I can't be grateful in those moments. And, you know, there are moments where that feels like something's wrong with me. And I think that's really important to note, is that it's, you know, deep down I know I am grateful, but to make it a practice or something that appears in the present moment can feel like too much. And so what I would say to anyone who's listening to this is, don't beat yourself up too much around this. There will be moments where someone says, well, you just don't seem very grateful. You know, you've got such a great life, you know, and you think, oh, I should be more grateful than I am. Shouldn't I? that lovely should word that people, motivational people, always tell us not to use. And then you keep using it and you're like, why am I still using this word if it's so bad? But for dyslexics, you know, words don't really mean much, like should, if I'm honest. Those words don't truly resonate with us. It's only the true physical things. Well, my belief, when you say should, this is a slight tangent, when you're going off into the future, what you're actually saying is you're kind of looking at the past and the future at the same time, and you're going, the picture in my head said this, but I did that, you know, because I couldn't actually recreate my picture in my head. So instead I say should because of that. That's my feeling around that, and I think it's very, very realistic in the way we use the word should. And it took me a long time to realize that. For so long I'd say, stop saying should, and it would never stop, because I didn't know why I was actually saying it until I realized more about my dyslexic mind. So that's just a slight little aside. But yeah, I just wanted to get across today in this moment where I'm feeling really, really grateful, when I'm feeling in control of my energy. I did have a massage on Sunday, which was unbelievable. High five to Holly. I've never experienced a full body massage. It is well worth giving it a go. I'll honestly say that, but it was, you know, it was such a great experience to do that. It definitely, maybe that's something I've got to also apply to why I feel so great. But you know, if you can just give yourself a break, if you have moments where you know you're grateful but you can't feel grateful, it will come back. You will at some point be able to draw yourself back into gratitude and to build those daily processes, be it just being able to recognize when you're overthinking at a certain point, where you're over-visualizing the future, or finding a moment where you're sitting and you're, you know, meditating and you find that a place of gratitude. Or is there an item that helps you feel grateful? Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that's given you a bit of energy. Hopefully you can bring this into your day and go, what am I grateful? What are three things that I'm grateful for? And don't just say the first thing that comes to mind. Sit with it. Feel it. What is actually making you feel grateful? Another thing we're also doing, guys, is I'm going to pop all of the podcasts on our website and actually give it a search function. I've really struggled to find some of the old stuff that was really good. And when I was going through at the beginning of the year, I realized there's actually some real gold in there, as every dog and bird in my location flies by at the same time. But we're going to pop it on the website. We're going to make it searchable so you can actually find some. I found some podcasts I hadn't done for ages. You know, it was great when I typed ADHD and I could find all the ADHD titled podcasts. So that was really valuable, because there is quite a few on here, and it'd be great to get to the core stuff. I always struggle for some reason trying to do it through Apple or Spotify sometimes. So, just want to share that. We will bring that out. I'll try and put a link in the show notes. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday. Have a great time.